I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lex McMahon, the president and CEO of Titan FC, is joining us in the studio. How's it going, man?
Good, man, but I'm still a little shocked. Leroy just got it spicy up in here, man.
Yeah, man. It's been a wild thing with everything that's been going on here. It's good to have you back. It's nice to have you in a chair that works.
A nice spacious studio kind of works.
Yeah. No, listen, the new digs are amazing. Congratulations. I know there's some growing pains associated with getting moved in and everything, but I feel like men of your stature in the entertainment world need to be housed in a venue just like this. So congrats. I'm glad the company finally got their stuff together.
I am too, man. I appreciate it. So we got Titan FC 56 coming up this Friday. Over at Extreme Action Park, you guys, it's always fun going to your guys' cards and everything like that. What's coming up this week, man? I know it's been a little bit chaotic for you. It's been tough times for a promoter with all the things you have to deal with. It's got to be wild being able to adjust on the fly like that.
I love it. I absolutely my gray hair isn't on fire going a million miles an hour. I don't feel like I'm having a good week, man. It's crazy. Dana has this saying, which I can't quite say entirely since we're, on air. But
true.
Essentially, let's paraphrase it to every day I wake up, bad stuff happens.
Right.
Everybody knows Dana White. He didn't say stuff.
Right.
Right.
But it's true. That's this business. That's the reality of what we deal with. I mean, there's so many human elements associated with this that are, out of control. Like we were chatting off air. We've got this amazing card. I had 12 fights built within the past 48 hours, I'm down to 9 fights.
Jeez.
And we're dealing with one young man whose 2-year-old son died.
Yeesh.
Who's drowned. Another one whose grandmother passed away. She was a grandmother, so she was older, but still tragic. Yeah. And then another one of our fighters had his brother attempted suicide.
Wow.
Whoa. All in the past little bit here. And so you gotta adjust on the fly. Because these people are dealing with real world problems. Like they're dealing with real life issues, And so we deal with it. Then I had another kid, our main event actually. Breaking news, by the way. I like to give it to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
Babat Nazarov, our main event, did not get his visa to come in from Kazakhstan.
Oh.
We found out last night.
Wow.
So the hunt is on. We are scrambling to try to get Martin an opponent. We'll see what happens, title weight, they have to make it, exactly on point at 155. So it may not happen, and I may have to move him.
That sucks for Martin, too, because Martin's, Leroy, I have to show you his Instagram account, because he's been hilarious trolling this dude nonstop. And so then you find out the guy can't even get into the country. That's going to be so infuriating.
Wait till he drops some meme about that.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's going to be a next level stuff. We do the best we can. We adjust, and frankly, it's part of what I love about this business, man. You've got to be creative. You got to hustle, and you got to work. But our goal is always to put the best fight card on possible. And I think we're still going to have an incredible fight card despite all the challenges, because I've got a great team. We've got great fighters that are in Southern Florida because of the best gyms in the world being here.
Yeah.
American Top Team and Hard Knocks 365 and tons of other ones.
We've had Kamaru Usman on the show, and he's done broadcasting for you guys. Is his brother on this card? I think I saw you guys promoting, or is that up in the air right now?
So Muhammad is on the card, but he's not going to be fighting. Unfortunately, he's part of kind of
the whole thing
that's gone down over
the last
little
bit. He looks like
an
absolute monster.
He is. He's fought for us once before. And the most amazing young man. This kid works so hard. Played football at University of Arizona, transitioned into MMA to follow after his brother. He's learning still. He's 4-1. He is a freak of an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does things with – he's got the squat bar on, and he's got like 500 pounds on it, and he walks around the gym and does like these lateral movement things. It's incredible. I mean, the kid's a freak of nature athletically. Learning the game of fighting, but his athleticism is getting him by, and I think the harder he trains, the better he's going to get. And he's got great guidance from Kamaru, you know, who's obviously the welterweight champion of the UFC and has been one of our commentators for a very long time.
Yeah, he's been awesome too, and that looks like that's getting set up now. Him and Colby are going to be ending up fighting. That welterweight division in the UFC is on absolute fire.
Best
right now,
it's
man.
Been in years.
It's really crazy.
Best like, it's
we've been playing.
In years.
We were excited with the whole Nate Diaz thing that went down this weekend. We think him and Masvidal, like, that's just
listen.
That's a fight fan.
Especially
like,
being here in South
fantasy.
Florida,
yeah.
Right? The whole East Coast, West Coast, it's Biggie and Pac all over again,
yeah, yeah,
except this is real. Game Bread came from the streets of Miami, man. Like, this right down there. Like, yep. He's out there scrapping.
It's crazy. Right. And it's been, like, from looking at this, it's one of those things where I know we've had a ton of listeners that are like, well, we want that fight in Miami. And I know he's been saying, like, he wants to go to Cali. What did you think of
Vegas? It'll be in Vegas.
You think
if
Vegas
that happens? It'll be in Vegas.
Just too big.
It's too big. You know, Dana's not dumb, right? Like,
you think it's a main event fight? Like, they'll headline a pay per view with it? Because it's pretty wild seeing how it felt like he finally.
It's not
gave
a title fight, so no.
Yeah.
Very rare do they headline
super
a card. The only one time it's happened, I believe, is in
I think
recent eras, Connor.
Yeah, Nate and Connor.
Yeah, and so I don't see it, but it would certainly be the co-main event, and it would be part of a massive card. Danny even said it the other night in the post-event presser at 240 after 241 that Nate Diaz is now at Conor McGregor level in terms of moving the needle.
Yeah.
And it's 100% true.
Yeah.
He's always, frankly, he's been that way for the past years. He just took 3 years off where all he did was, you know, smoke weed and you know, troll the UFC about getting fights. And guess what? Next thing you know, he's a megastar.
What do you think that is? Like, as a guy who promotes fighters, what do you think it is that just makes guys the secret sauce? Because even Masvidal's been doing this forever, but it feels like his last two wins have taken him to a next level. Like, I don't feel like, I mean, the way he's been talked about this year, he's never been talked about in his career. And Nate has been, you know, very popular, but those McGregor wins took him to another level. And even with all this time off, people are crazy about
sure.
him.
Sure. I think it's two things. You know, fighting is, you know, a very kind of fundamental base, you know, sport, but it's sports entertainment, right? And so the guys who are really good athletes and can do the sport part of it really well.
Yeah.
And then figure out the entertainment component of it. Those are the guys that cross over and move the needle and sell tickets and get people excited. And I think, you know, Georgie's always been this guy. Like, I'm friends with his managers, the guys from First Round.
Yeah.
Know Georgie well. Like, he's always been a guy that's been very humble and very, like, this is who I am. You know, I came from the streets fighting in the backyards for like $20.
Yep.
Like, that's how I started. And he now is at the point where people look at him and say he's a star. And he's like, man, y'all crazy. I'm just doing this because I love it.
Yeah.
And that genuine authenticity is what's resonating with people.
Yeah.
I think that's why now, because of these great performances stacked up on top of one another and that genuine authenticity, people are going, holy cow, this guy's a star.
Yeah.
He's like, man, I've always been this way.
Well, let me ask you, we just had this this thing come out last week with Connor and him punching the old man. I know that happened back in April. But that was one where it's been weird because it feels like a lot of things he's, you know, people have kind of said, this is going to play in, this is going to promote fights. You know, the thing that happened down here, no big, you know, somebody's bothering him. But what did you make of that? Like, as far as bad bleep happening to a promoter, do you think that that is one of those that could actually be a knock against him?
So here's the problem.
And be a problem?
I think it is going to be a problem. And here's why. So Connor has reached the absolute pinnacle of the sport. He's done so much to increase the amount of money guys are paid, you know, the overall viewership, the excitement about the sport, bringing an entire country of 6.6 million crazy Irish people with him, you know, when he goes to fight. But he's actually really mellow, decent dude, right? Mm-hmm. And he's been this playing this persona for so long, I think he's reached the kind of outer thresholds of what he can do.
Yeah.
So now he's doing these really outrageous things that aren't kind of fitting with his persona, and they're kind of beyond socially unacceptable. Like, you saw it a little bit with when he attacked the bus with Khabib and everything, and they played it. Man, when have you ever seen the Irish dump out a bunch of whiskey?
Yeah.
They dumped out a bunch of Connor's whiskey.
Yeah, that was crazy, Leroy. There was a pub that just dumped it all out.
And look, the Irish don't do that, you know? So I think that, you know, he's teetering on a point where he's going to reach the point of diminishing returns. And, you know, he's a megastar. If he comes back and fights, he'll move the needle. He'll do it. But at some point, people are going to get tired of it.
Yeah.
And they're going to know it's the same antic over and over.
Bro,
like, right now, we kind of know.
People are not going to want to see him fight.
Yeah. I think he's perilously close to that, I think.
Yeah, it was a bummer to see, but it's you never know. Like, you never, you know, what is going to be the turning point with some people either. It's a strange thing. So Titan FC 56 is coming up this Friday. What do you, anything else you want to tell about the odds to it? CageTix.com is where people can get tickets for it.
Yeah. CageTix.com/Titan. Get your tickets there. Show up at Extreme Action Park.
It's actually a good place to watch it.
It's a blast. It's the perfect size venue.
Amazing.
And there's all kinds of fun stuff to do.
Right.
The energy is great. You know, our production really goes up. I would just say, man, listen, you know, as always, we're going to have some incredible fights. One of the things I'm really passionate and excited about is we're debuting Titan FC kickboxing.
Oh,
and
really?
The exciting part about that is we had this amazing kickboxing match made. It fell apart as part of this whole thing that's going on. And then we had two or three other matches made subsequently to try to at least have some kickboxing.
Yeah.
And none of them were good. I was really bummed about it. And I finally was sitting back, like, looking at my board going, okay, how am I going to fix this? And I had this idea because Mitchell Quinones, who fought in the UFC, but he went to the UFC from Titan, he wants to make his kickboxing debut. So I put him against Kyle Uruguay. This happened last night at, like, you know, 8:00 at night. Kyle's fought for me quite a few times in MMA, never fought kickboxing, but he's an amazing striker. Those two fought in Titan down here at Miami, at the University of Miami, and an incredible fight. And that was the fight that put Mitchell into the UFC. So now they're going to fight in kickboxing. It's all these dudes do is throw punches and kicks anyway, so it's going to be a perfect fight. So I'm really excited about the debut of the kickboxing. I think given the mix-up of the card, we're going to make that the co-main event, and we're going to feature it, and people are going to be pumped, man.
That's
and
awesome.
We got Danny Sabatello and Jason Soares, both young stars.
I love watching Jason fight.
You know, Jason's 13-0. He's got a massive chip on his shoulder because Dana didn't pick him from
How did you think that turned out? I watched the – if you guys want to see some really cool behind-the-scenes stuff, check out Dana White Looking for a Fight, because it's the South Florida episode, and they're featuring the Titan card. I was at this card where Jason was supposed to be the feature guy and basically was doing a showcase to get a contract, Dana White in the building. And he, you know, it was a pretty grinded out fight for basically four rounds. And then Jason gets kneed right in the face in the final round. He is taking a beating. I can't believe the ref didn't stop it.
Yep.
Somehow turns it around and ends up stopping the dude. And it was pretty crazy atmosphere because Jason packs the place. He gets a lot of fans there. But he didn't get the contract, and it was kind of a bummer. We've had him in studio a bunch of times, I was obviously rooting for the guy. What did you make of all of how that turned out?
You know, I frankly, and I've talked to Dana and the matchmakers of the UFC about what they look for. They look for dudes who go through adversity, right, and come out on the other side. Well, Jason did that. After the fight was over, I went up and gave him a hug, and I went and talked to his manager, and I said, get Jason and bring him back. In my mind, it was a done deal. Dana was taking him. This entire card was set up for Jason Soares.
Right.
Like, I texted Dana a highlight of him. I'm like, you got to come watch this, kids. He's like, okay, because Dana trusts me. He's like, okay, man, no problem. We'll bring the show. Let's do that. So he had this, basically an entire interview, right? And I think Dana said, you know, when Dana talked to me about it, he said, listen, he didn't go for the kill. He did this.
Well, he's really into
prey
that.
Style.
Like, if you guys watch Contender Series, Herbert Burns.
He wants killers.
Like, he wants dudes going after it.
Yeah.
I think that's why
he didn't get the contract, even though the adversity. He actually, prior to this, a lot of people don't know it because it, you know, didn't come out, but Jason was offered a shot on Contender to fight Herbert because Herbert's opponent was injured. And they ultimately ended up electing to go with somebody else. But so even though he didn't get chosen – The eyes are on him. He's on the radar. It's going to happen. I think with the right performance this time, hopefully it happens for him. He's an amazing kid, man. And you know, I love him as a person, so I'm excited for him. But Danny Sabatello is the next guy. He's 5-0 right now. He's at a top team. Dan Lampert, who owns American Top Team, been in this sport forever. He says, this is the best kid we've ever had.
Man. Wow, really?
And he's an Italian dude who calls himself the Italian gangsta.
Oh, all right.
He's the Italian Conor McGregor. This kid is hilarious, but he backs it up, man.
That's awesome.
So I'm excited. So I'm going to feature him. And it's going to be a great card. And I think people, you know, if they come down, they're going to love it and have a blast. And if not, watch it on UFC Fight Pass, man. And as always, I love you and appreciate you guys for having me in.
Lex, thanks for coming to a new house, man. And have a good week with this, man.
Awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.